trusting and hoping the Lord will help us. I direct your attention to Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 and 21. Isaiah chapter 30 and verses 20 and 21. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the waters of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. The very core, if I can call it that way, the essence of this, and know the Lord. This takes away all chance. This takes away everything natural. God's people, they come, their trials are different from the trials of those that have no hope in God, those that have no desire for the things of God. You may have wondered when I gave out this Isaiah 30, the very opening of the chapter is, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord. You may have wondered where we were coming this morning. I don't know, my friends. As I attempt to speak to you this morning, I do not know where the Lord will lead me. My desire, I hope, the very desire of my heart is that He would lead me and lead you and direct you in all your ways. It is the people of God that the Lord is speaking to. He's not speaking to those that have no concern before the Lord. Those that live and die in nature's darkness, He is not speaking to those. He is speaking to His own people, those people that He has separated from the world, those people that He has drawn out of the world, those people that He has bestowed upon them His divine grace and a revelation of Himself. These are the people that He is speaking to. We read, as we read the scriptures, as we read the history of Israel, we see that they are a separated people. We see and we read how the Lord separated them, how He brought them, even how He brought Abraham from Ur of the Chaldees, separated him And we see and we know, we hope we know how, and we believe the Lord has separated us and brought us out of the world, desiring to know Him, desiring His salvation, desiring to be saved by grace. And this is the very purpose that He has in mind for them, and therefore He brings them into these paths. Have you, in any trial which you've walked, have you in one trial that you've walked, come in the midst of the trial, or came where Job came, it is the Lord? Have you come once in your life where you've been going through these paths in the bread and eating the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, and you've come and you've bowed your head before the Lord and gone down on your knees, acknowledged Him? It is the Lord. Let Him do what seemeth good. You see, this is grace. This is the child of grace. This is the one under the hand, under the mighty hand of the Lord. And as the Lord may speak to you, and you may speak to you in His word, and bring you under His word, and you will say, "Yes, Lord, I am a rebellious child. Yes, Lord, I am one of those that went down to Egypt for help. I am one of those that trusted in Egypt. I am one that trusted in the strength of Pharaoh." And you've gone on and you've gone and you've trusted in the Egyptians for help. But you've proved, because the Lord has designed it so, that you proved that the Egyptians shall help in vain. You know, you read the word of God, and if the Lord opens your eyes, you see your own character in it. And the Lord's people, they walk in these paths. It comes to my mind, I won't tell you the circumstances or anything like that, where I've walked in this very same path, where the Egyptians shall help in vain. And this is what it's like, my friends, when you come into these places where you believe, where you know, where you prove in the path in which you're walking that it is the Lord. Let us look at this for a few moments. It is the Lord. You see, you can so many things in this life, so many things that you pass through, they are no different from the paths which those that have no hope in God walk in. Afflictions. And we prove this, that all of us are subject to the same illnesses as those that in the world. All of us are subject to the same adversities, but it's that separation, that which is different. With the child of grace, you may walk the same things that a child of the devil may walk, but you've got in your heart this something which is totally different from the one in the world. The one in the world may curse and swear at his fate and may rail against God, whereas the child of grace comes to bow before the Lord. All that has come upon me, I feel in my own self, everything that has come upon me, I deserve it all. But you see, now you may say to me, how may I know it is the Lord? My afflictions, my path, the path of adversity which I walk in, how do I know it is of the Lord? Or whether it's just, you may say this, poor soul, the path that I walk, I see no difference in me to those that have no concern whatsoever. And I cannot see that I am a child of grace. Nothing has happened to me different from my neighbors in the world. And here am I, and I desire in my heart that I might know. You may say this, poor soul. You may say, if I knew this was of the Lord, if I knew what I was walking is of the Lord, if I knew that he is dealing with me in his love, and the chiefest thing with you is that I am a child of grace. If I knew these things, you say, I would have a hope. But I can't see that I'm a child of grace. I cannot see that there is any difference between me and those in the world. Now, let us look at it for a moment. I said to you earlier on that I came into a path where I proved it was of the Lord, and this is where we want to come to if we can. If the Lord will help me, and if I've got a case here, this is the thing, this is the vital thing. If you've got a concern in your heart, you pray to the Lord that he would lead his servants into your path. You pray to the Lord with your case, and you come up to the house of God with your case. You will come up to the house with your case, because it's such a heavy burden with you. And here we are. We've got this case now that they do not know, and they desire to know whether it is of the Lord, whether it's the Lord working in their hearts. Do you feel this? Before the Lord, do you pray? Do you bring this case which you've got before him? Do you come in your desires before the Lord, and pray to him exactly as you feel? If you feel that you do not know it is of the Lord, if you feel that you are not a child of grace, tell him so. Don't hide anything from him. Bring everything. Oh, bring all the good, bring all the bad, bring all your fears, everything in your case. and tell it to him. Tell it to him alone. Bring it to him alone. In your closet, in your secret place, when there's no one else about, you bear it all before him, and he will answer you, and he will reveal it to you. But the path that you may walk, that path, we've sung it in those hymns, the very feeling of the soul before the Lord. And in that hymn 328, it said, afflicted saint. When that hymn was given out, afflicted saint, to Christ draw near. Thy Saviour's gracious promise here, his faithful word declares to thee, that as thy days, thy strength shall be. These are the characters. And I felt in some measure before the Lord that this was the right text. You see, you have words come, I have words come, and I plead with the Lord, is this thy word? You see, you don't come into a path of presumption. You come to a path where you are laid low before him. But here you are. You've got this case, this trial which you're walking, and the great question in your heart is, Is this the Lord that is giving you the bread of adversity? Now you've got one thing in your case, that you have to pray out of the very necessity of the case. You have to pray. And yet, in your heart, you've got something else. And what is that you've got? And this is it. You are looking outside to the Egyptians for help. You see, you're looking at the same time as you're trying to pray to the Lord. At the same time, you're looking outside. Now the Lord will bring you into a place where even the world may stretch out their hand to try to help you in the path that you're walking. You may have someone in the world trying to help you out of natural sympathy to your case. They don't know the Lord, but they see that you're walking this path of adversity, and they try to help. And you may try to lean upon them, only to prove that it is no good. The Lord brings you, as he brought me, that whatever they did, they could not help you. And you see, when you come here, poor soul, when you come, that the Egyptians help in vain, when you come, that all the help they have tried to give you have proved to be in vain, then you have to come to look to the Lord with singleness of eye. If I use this illustration, you may come into a path of sickness. You may have a sickness in your body. Something comes suddenly upon you, and here you are. Where do you go? You go to the medical, the doctors for advice. And then you come, you're praying to the Lord, but really your eyes are to the doctor. And you may pray this, and I've prayed it, and we pray it as a people, that thou wilt bless the means. But your eyes are not up to the Lord, your eyes are to the medical profession. And so you go on, poor soul, in this. And so you come down, you see, you're looking to the Egyptian. But you see, the time may come in your case where you go from one consultant to another, one specialist to another, and in the end they may say to you, there's nothing we can do for you, nothing more than we can do for you. Where are you thrown? You are thrown upon the Lord. You see, you come now. You come before Him. And you have to lay your case before Him. Now, I'm not against the medical profession. I'm not against that. I'm on the case before me of a child of grace coming into this place where no one can help them. And if the doctor says to you, there's nothing more I can do for you, where do you go? What do you do? Your heart sinks. Have you ever had that said to you in your case, in a case of sickness? You feel like lead within. You drop like a stone. And there you are. No one, no human help can come to your aid. Now you have to come, poor soul, to the Lord. Now you have to lay your case before Him. Now in this, now mark this point. Now this is how you will know that the Lord is in this, that the Lord is bringing you into this path and feeding you with the bread of adversity. You know it is of the Lord. You come into this spot and place before Him. There you are. You see, you are bringing your cases before the Lord. You've nowhere else to go. You see, the very fact that they've said to you they can do no more for you, the very fact of that case has brought you where, I believe there's a hymn somewhere that says, we leave Him last of all. And this is how it is. This is how you walk, you see. You come that the case is no one can help you except the Lord. To this singleness of eye before Him, and there you are with this case. And there the Lord may just give you a glimpse. A glimpse of Himself. He may say to you, and you may feel it in your heart, bring your case to me. Now this is the purpose of the trial, my friends, to bring you to that spot, to that place where you have to come to Him. He says in another scripture, I will work, and who shall let it? You see, now you've got your case before Him, and now there is something else with your case. Now, what you've underneath all of these things, you've got the sickness of your body, or you've got the providential trial, whatever you're walking, you've got these things. But underneath, what is underneath it all? Underneath all that, underneath all the providence and all the sickness of the body, is it not this, that you desire to know that you are a child of grace, that you desire to know that you are one of His, you desire to know that you really are one of His, and you desire the pardon of your sins? Do you come, have you come underneath all these? So now you see you've got the sickness, but also you've got the sickness of your soul before the Lord. You may come in this before the Lord when you feel in your heart this freedom of prayer before Him, and you come, not my will, but Thy will be done. Lord, I come to Thee with my sins. I come to Thee with my burden, the burden of my sins. I come to Thee desiring to know that I am a child of grace. This with a child of grace all their life, they have this fear. When the Lord has quickened them into life, when the Lord has brought them down to His feet, they've got this in their heart, a question. And this question they carry, this fear in their heart, they carry from year to year. Am I one, a really one of God's people? Because they look within and they see so much different from a child of grace within them. But they come here in this, that they know for a moment the Lord may just open, you see, with all your prayers, with all your desires before the Lord, He will answer you and bring you, you see, for a moment, just a moment, He will open it to you and by revelation reveal to you that it is His hand, that it is Himself brought you into this path that He may teach you concerning Himself. Now, if the trial, the sickness, or whatever it may be, has served its purpose, you come into our text. You come here where you desire that the Lord will lead you. You desire before Him that He will teach you and that He will show you the way in which you should walk. Have you come, and the child of grace, and there's this in this, that you may come into these trials time and time again, because you do not come to this spot, because you do not come to this place, because there is this. Now, if you do not come in this text where it said, though the Lord give you the bread of adversity, and you come to acknowledge Him, He brings you into it, into a deeper level. You see, you come here, if I can put it this way, you come and you may have a deliverance in your lot, you may have a deliverance, and you may not acknowledge the Lord in you. You see, something in you may say this, that this was by chance, and it was due to this circumstance and that circumstance, and you do not give the Lord the glory. You do not give the Lord the praise to His name. God's people, you know, when they come into these trials, where they come into these places where they have to acknowledge it is the Lord, when He brings them out, they come to sing His praises, and then the trial has done its perfect work. But you see, whilst you're in the trial, you cannot, and you, so there are times when you feel in your heart to sink beneath Him. Now, I said to you, if you come out of these trials wrongly, where you haven't come to that place, that spot where you acknowledge the Lord completely in it, you've got to go into it again. And you do go into it again until the Lord, and in some of these trials, the Lord may speak to you and say, do you not understand? Do you not understand my purposes behind these trials? And you, here you are, you see, you're in. I came into a trial once, and this is what makes me preach the way I do. Where I was in this trial and there was no way of getting out of it. And I prayed and prayed and prayed, but all the circumstances behind it, it was bringing me to nothing. A wife and children, mortgage and all these things, and coming into this trial where there was nothing, and coming to nothing, coming to beggarhood, I was going to put it that way. No way of getting out of it. And all that I did and everything that I tried, it failed. And working 6 days a week, working late hours in order to make ends meet and all of these things. You see, not realizing that the Lord was bringing me to a place to acknowledge Him. So you see, this is it. This is how you come up. And I got out of that trial by sense and reason. You say by sense and reason. You see, I had one eye on the circumstances and one eye up to the Lord. And this is how you may be, you see. And you come, something opens to you which seems right. Now if we go this way and you pray and you go to the house of God desiring to hear it. You may even go to a minister of the Lord and you may say to him, this is the case, this is the circumstance, this is what it's like, and do I do this or do I do that? And it says in this scripture, it says here, before we came to our text, it says here somewhere that the strength is to sit still. It says, you see, and you said, no, but we will flee upon horses, therefore shall ye flee. And it says, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. Now look at this case. Ye would not, and I would not, you see. I couldn't depend upon the Lord to bring me out of the trial. And this is where you may be, poor soul. You cannot depend upon the Lord. You see, I'm coming to nothing. I'm coming down to death in sickness, and I cannot depend upon the Lord. And there you are, you see something in front of you which will bring relief. And as I said, a minister of God may say to you, yes, well, I feel that's the right way for you. Bring you out of your trial, bring you here, you see, bring comfort. Everything about it looks right. But this is a point, you may take the step. Now, watch it. Watch it, poor soul. If I've got one here this morning in such a case as this, watch that step. Because in that step which I took, I had a warning. And you may have a warning, but your ears may be closed to that warning. Now, you see, you've got what you've got. You've got deliverance from your trial. That's what you're carrying. You can see the deliverance of the trial if you go that way and you take that step. Now, this is what is behind what I said to you. If you take the step wrongly to get out of the trial, you will go into it, into the inner, deeper sense. There is a saying abroad in this country, out of the frying pan into the fire, and so you will prove it, poor soul. You see this, the Lord is determined to bring you by whatever means is in His sovereign will to bring you to a blessing. You say, bring me to a blessing. You can't see any blessing in this where you come. The time's nearly gone, but you see, this is the point with this trial. Now, you go into it in a deeper sense, and this is where you will prove that the Egyptians will help in vain. In this trial which I've walked, I came into it in a way I felt when I took this move, everything about it looked rosy. Everything. You see, I'd escaped out of that trial and now was able to support my wife and my children and all of these things. But you see, the time came when the Lord brought me where He was determined to bring me. Right at the very beginning of the trial, He was determined to bring me to that spot, to that place, to be nothing, to prove His power, to prove to me, and praise to His name. And you will, when you come out of the trial, poor soul, where you will come, you see, to sing His praises. He brought me into that place where I had to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Mark that. He will bring you there also. By whatever means He chooses, He will bring you to that place where you have to stand still. And that is not a standing still which you may say is easy, sure. As Hart puts it, 'tis what I also always do. Deluded soul, be not secure. This is not meant for you. And he went on, you know, in that hymn, how he spoke of the soul endangered and distressed. And this is how this soul is, you see. You are completely compelled by the very circumstances of the case to put your whole trust in Him, because there's nowhere else where you can look. He's brought you there by the very His own power. He's brought you into that spot and place where you've got to look to Him alone. And you're surrounded by all these billows, the billows rolling over your head, coming in down into destruction. The child of grace, the children of grace cannot help you. You may walk in this path that you see others as the one that fell among thieves. You may see them come and they pass by on the other side. You may see them come and look at your case and pass on the other side. But what you want is the Good Samaritan. You want Jesus Himself to come into your case, poor soul. And come He will. But you see, you've got to walk in the trial. You've got to walk in the path to come to appreciate and come to realize, possibly the first time in your life, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth good in his sight. It is the Lord, you see, the Lord. And you speak to a child. You speak to a child in this path. They will not speak of the circumstances. They will not speak of this, and they will not speak of that. They may speak of that, but the secret underneath it all is that they feel that they're in the hand of the Lord, and no one can deliver them but himself. That's the purpose of the trial. And this is where your eyes, for a moment, your eyes will be opened to see what is in this text. To see here, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. Now that trial which you pass through, you may say to me, and I must just touch it briefly, you may say to me, how did the Lord deliver you? He brought me to stand still. He brought me and my eye, and whatever I touched, mark that point, to help that was put aside. He brought me to stand still and see him work in a marvelous way, a miraculous way, according to the reasoning of the mind. And you see, when he delivered me, when he brought me out, you see, he opened it. Just for a moment, he opened my eyes, and he may open your eyes. And what did he say to me? The cattle upon 1,000 hills are the Lord's. And the hearts of all men are open to him. He knew everything. He knows everything. And all power is with him, poor soul. And he will bring, and you see, as your eyes are opened, you see your teachers. You see the teaching in the trial. You see here that it, you see, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. But the time's gone, I must leave it. Amen.
Divine 893. Jesus, thou.
since we've met together. And Lord, do be with us in the interval of service. Come up with us, Lord, in the afternoon.